Pharmacy Podcast listeners, I discovered a product I need to tell you about called the UltiGuard Safe Pack, which is 100 premium pen needles in a sharps container all in one. When pharmacies dispense the UltiGuard Safe Pack pen needles, they see consistently higher revenue and higher margins. With the UltiGuard Safe Pack, you're dispensing more for your patients and making more revenue for your pharmacy. Go see for yourself. Check out UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. That's UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. And let us know what you think. And as always, thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast. Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is your host, Todd Urey, and today is video and podcasting. So if you can see me, hello. And I want to welcome back Dr. Christina Tarantola to the network, and it's always a pleasure having you. Christina, you've been a treasured friend and a trusted confidant of mine for some years now, and you've really gone places. I'm excited about what's happening to you in your career.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel like this is our probably fifth or sixth podcast together. And I love it every time. So I'm so excited, especially with this conversation today.
I want this to be fun. It's always fun talking to you. We're all kind of extra stressed out because of something that's unprecedented happening in the history of the globe, as well as our country with COVID-19, the coronavirus. And it's not going to be our subject per se today, even though we're going to get into it towards the end of our interview. But really what today is about is global perspective as not only a culture in our country, but as humans to humans, and understanding what it means to declutter our minds of stress, finding a balance in ourselves, centralizing yourself, and understanding that if you do so and find a peace, that you in fact can spread that peace to others, which include to your inner circle, your family and your children, your friends. But then how that has an effect, even though we're social distancing right now, how this affects the way that you write emails, the voice inflection that you have when you're on the phone talking to people, and even us today in communication visually about how we're being perceived. And there's always a peace among you, Christina, and I picked that up, but it's very sincere. And I want to talk about some of that today, releasing and decluttering and just kind of being one with yourself, what kind of effect that has on others. And I really want you to preface that with our listeners today.
Yeah. So with everything that's going on right now, there is literally, when you think of a virus, it is so contagious, right? So it's literally not just the virus, but it's also this pervasive fear that we see happening in the collective right now. And what I want to offer you today is a different perspective that's going to help you see how to manage this stress and release it, and also to come into harmony with yourself and realize that no matter what's going on outside of you, that you can always tap into your truth, light, and power. So this is an empowerment conversation. It's really designed to have you leave this conversation with a sense of understanding that, yes, this is happening. It's very present, and realizing that you can control how you perceive the situation. So that's really the spiritual medicine that I want to offer today. And I always say that because I was dispensing medications as a pharmacist, and now with the work that I do, I feel like it's really potent spiritual medicine that people are craving, and we really need to be spreading in that way. As far as, you know, maybe in the terms of a virus, you're thinking about fear spreading. I want to spread peace and positivity in helping people to understand what's really happening.
So when we think about today's chronic disease and those that pharmacists focus on more so than even physicians, I'm thinking of hypertension and diabetes and cholesterol and some things like that, and the coaching that a community pharmacist gives to their patient base and their client base. What I also feel that's very prevalent in today's culture is the sense of stress and what happens to our blood pressure and what happens to our health based on that disintegrating stress, disintegrating the peace that we have in ourselves. So before we get into how that can outwardly impact the people in our lives and how you're advocating this sense of peace in ourselves first and then to give outreach, can you give our listeners some steps of what they can do to declutter their own lives, almost like a computer program? When your computer gets bogged down with maybe viruses or files you're not using or programs, it becomes slower. It's not as effective to use. You go through a quality decluttering and virus extractor per se, and all of a sudden your computer's back to working as it is. I don't think there's any difference in human beings. So give us some steps, Christina, of what we can do to kind of start on ourselves and then move outwardly.
I love what you said about there is such a cascade of your thoughts trigger these emotions of stress. And I follow a lot of Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, and he talks a lot about, this is science-based quantum physics. He talks about how when you think a stressful thought, it sets off a cascade of chemicals in your brain that maybe it's adrenaline or fear or whatever it is that creates an environment of stress. So where you have the most power is actually beginning in your thoughts. So however you can slow down your brain waves through meditation, get yourself into an environment of peace, that's really what this is about, is realizing, okay, all of this is going on around me. What do I have control of? I have control of my thoughts, of what I absorb from my environment. You know, a lot of people are saying there's so much negative on Facebook. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't see that. Right. Because my mind is not looking for that. I'm putting positivity out. I'm, you know, looking for opportunities to help. And I think it's really what frequency you're on. So if you can start to change the way that you see life, through your thoughts, through your emotions. And a lot of us have these old patterns of fear. And I'll be honest, I had that happen on Monday. I felt this really heavy sense of depression. And it sounds so silly, but my gym closed and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do now? So I started down that pathway, that cascade of, you know, being a victim and feeling depressed and all of these things. And I allowed myself to feel that in the moment. And I think that's important to bring up in this conversation, because all of us collectively right now are experiencing some type of fear, anxiety, loss of control, all of these things that are uncertain to us. And it's the shadow aspects of our personality that are coming up to be viewed and to be released. So the more that you understand what's really happening in your own body and how to release that, I feel that's where the true power lies, because that's really where you have some sense of control, right? Otherwise, we're kind of at the effect of our environment. So what I'm saying is you can actually go within, tap into your own sense of security and, hey, I'm grounded in myself through different things, meditation, exercise. It's pretty nice out here in Pittsburgh right now, going for a walk, doing some of those simple things that is literally nourishment and medicine for yourself, depending on what's coming up for you. So if it's heaviness and depression, maybe you need a nap and you need just a different perspective, you know, kind of escape from life a little bit, go watch a rom-com, do whatever you have to do. Everybody's going to be different. So I invite you to honor that, whatever you need spiritually for yourself. I think that's a huge lesson here that I want people to take in.
So when we start with ourselves, you know, there's many listening right now that can understand the fear of failure by not starting something, not starting a new exercise regime because you've done it 14 other times and you're afraid that your family members who might be judgmental or your friends will judge you and say, oh, you're starting that diet again, or you're starting that workout program again. And it's kind of a way where we start self-doubting, and that self-doubting begins to layer, and it begins to keep us from ever doing anything that can be anew. What suggestions do you give to somebody to kind of take those first steps in whatever it is? For me, you know, I always doubt myself from a confidence perspective that I'm doing enough, whether that be for my kids or for my wife or even for, you know, my publication. You know, am I doing enough to give back to the listener? And is my content good enough? And I constantly have to win. I release an episode and I have to release the next episode because it's almost addictive to me. But what do you tell someone who might be, you know, struggling with confidence or liking themselves or exercise or something, maybe their marriage, trying one more time to kind of center ourselves first before we start being compassionate to others?
Right. So I feel like it's actually similar to the last response that I gave, which was really tapping into your truth and what's real for you, because there's so much distortion going on right now with, you know, there's government conspiracy and there's all of these other things going on externally, but what's true for you? I know I've experienced self-doubt when I first started my business, for example, and everybody around me was like, who's going to pay you, you know, $100 an hour? That's what I was charging at the time. Or, you know, my parents said, like, you're never going to make money in that business. Why are you doing that? And you almost have to be your own best advocate and tap into your own truth, because there's going to be stuff that you can't control. You can't control what people say or the news or anything like that. So it's really, you need to anchor into yourself and believe and look at the higher perspective. Like, I, you know me, I talk about God all the time. How would God look down at this perspective? How does God see me? Because that is not distorted. That's spiritual truth. And so seeing it from that lens is going to help you have the confidence and move forward and say, you know what, despite everything that these people are saying or whatever's happening, I can connect in your own way, whatever that is, and discover, okay, this is really what's true. So I think that's a huge, just mental perspective to have around it.
So let's shift that gear to the elephant in the room, which stresses us all because it's unprecedented, and that is COVID-19, the coronavirus, and how this is very different than anything else that we've all experienced. I've never in my life remember statewide school shutdowns, nationwide school shutdowns, and the seriousness, and where, you know, 2 weeks ago, we didn't have that perspective, and now it's very different. You know, if someone could have said 2 weeks ago, for example, what Italy was going through, hey, this is more serious than what you're taking it. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, the flu's dangerous, so why are we putting so much perspective in this? But
yeah,
shift gears and talk about that from your perspective as a pharmacist as well.
So which aspect do you want me to...
What I'm thinking of is, you know, self-reflection and being vigilant in what we're doing in this day and age, what we're doing today, what we're doing in over the next 2 to 4 weeks, possibly 8 weeks, in experiencing something that we've never experienced before.
Mm-hmm. So I always think of this is actually a bigger container of the work that I do with women, the transformation work. So whenever you're starting something new, whether it's a new business or a new workout routine or whatever, there's some aspect of the unknown. So this virus is representing all of those things to us, right? The unknown, the fear, the self-doubt that I was talking about before. So this virus is triggering within each individual, a collective, individual and collective, literally waking up. We're like, oh my God, I didn't know that I had this scarcity mentality, or, oh, I didn't know I had this fear or anxiety or loss of control. These are all things that people face, not only with viruses, with anything in life. So I like to just make that analogy that, okay, we all experience things that we're uncertain of. And this is requiring a lot of people to be isolated in their homes, which is even furthering that process of introspection and looking within ourselves and seeing how we're reacting, how we're responding. And I think it's important to just be aware of what those things are for. So each person listening right now might have different things coming up and realizing, okay, I can let this go. I can go for a walk, I can meditate, I can, Harvard and all of the Ivy League schools right now, they're doing free courses, you know, so it's like I said back at the beginning, it's where you're focusing your energy and how you're seeing that this is actually a big gift, even though it's very inconvenient, it's very uncomfortable for a lot of people. How can you alchemize your perspective of this and see it as a gift? Maybe you get to spend more time with your kids. Maybe you get to read a book that you never got to read before. I mean, there's so many things that are going to come as a result of this. Also, people banding together. So there's a sense of this collective, you know, people helping each other out. I think it's what you focus on that's going to dictate how you feel about it. So all of these things are important to talk about.
That really gives a segue, Christina, to compassion and now going outward. Even though we're social distancing right now, you know, picking up the phone and calling a family member that you haven't talked to in months, even years, or sending a message, a tweet to a friend that you haven't talked to in a while, taking time to reach out to others and be compassionate and trying to empathize of what they might be going through. You know, I read a ton every day in the morning before I begin my day on social, Twitter and Facebook and things. And I try to send messages to people that post things where I can actually read a slight bit sense of fear right now and kind of giving them information or education based on the CDC or WHO or verified information to say, you know, hey, we're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Let's be cognizant of hand washing and some basic things that I think have risen and become much more prevalent than ever. And then of course the new term social distancing and things like that. But this is also a time to be compassionate. It's not physical health all by itself. It's also spiritual health, just as you advocate for. And just talk about that outward compassion to us too.
It's so interesting because as you were talking, you were saying you're like reaching out to these people. I remember that story that you told me about your dad, how you used to go up and like just touch him or hug him or whatever. That's so you. So I love that you do that to like people on the internet. I think that's great. Yeah, just realizing that, you know, everybody's going through this. I feel like it's a collective awakening. And I remember when I first started on my spiritual journey, which is where a lot of people are right now, it's very uncertain. It's like you're kind of just being open to all of these lower energies and all of these things that you might not have ever noticed about yourself before. And that self-compassion is the first element. And then being a resource to other people. Everybody has a gift to give. Like I've done free meditations or, you know, I've seen some people, like actually one of my college professors is a DJ. He was putting out, you know, free music and free sets. So I encourage every single person listening to this to put out a gift, whether it's an encouraging word to somebody or maybe you teach yoga, like doing a free yoga class or whatever that is, because that's how we restore peace here. When each little movement that somebody can do, and it's called, I think it's called the butterfly effect, right? So like it's a domino effect. So if one person can start that, we can wipe out the fear and start amplifying love and the truth of the fact that we are all in it together. So I feel like all of those little acts are super important.
So how do people that are listening, either they're watching this video or they're listening and they want to reach out to you because they're interested in some of the things that you do, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah. So I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Dr. Christina Tarantola. So you can just search me, friend me. My website is enlightenedwellnesspa, as in Pennsylvania.com. So I would love to continue this conversation with anybody. I'm here as a resource. So feel free to reach out.
We're going to have Christina's information in the show notes on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. However, we're also going to have show notes in the YouTube. This isn't reserved for just medical professionals, healthcare professionals, and pharmacists. If you are a professional stressing out right now with what that is, work, you just want somebody to help reset, you're going through some transformation yourself, reach out to Christina. She is a magnet of goodness, and what she does and how she makes me personally feel. Christina, I love getting your Instagram messages once in a while and or texts. You've always been reciprocal of just love in general. So I've really appreciated you.
Oh my God. I feel that. I feel that so much right now. Thank you. And I'd have to say the same about you. I love hearing your voice on my voice memos. All the love. We're spreading the love, everybody.
Right. And if you have dogs, Christina and I are dog people too. So love those puppies as your home a little extra more. They appreciate it.
Yeah.
We thank you so much for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast. Our guest was Dr. Christina Tarantola. You can Google her, Christina Tarantola. She comes right up. And we always thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.